Wait and see if he's going to do better before you spank him. He'll say, give me another one.
Well, the way I see it, if he was that way, he would say, give me some more money.
Suppose a man's working for you, Charlie, and you decide he hasn't been doing his work good. Maybe you had somebody hired to work for you on the farm, and you decided to let him go. Then he might say, come to you wanting to let you try him some more and see if he could do his work better. He might say, please give me another what? Not asking for more money.
Well, he said, please give me another chance.
Right.
I will do better next time.
Right.
And I would feel sorry for him. He'd come into me so pitiful. And I would teach him and try him again. And then try him the second time, he would do better.
Fine. Now, if a man is in a very good mood, you say he is in a very good what? What's another way you might say that?
In a very condition.
If you've hired a man to work for you that keeps loafing all the time, you might decide to fire him, and you'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get what of him?
Well, I said, well, after he meets this week, then I'm going to get so-and-so. Because this man just creep around and look like he don't care about what he do anything or not. But I'm gonna let him go and I'm gonna work with him this week.
Say you got an old stray dog hanging around your place and you run him off and I don't see him anymore. What would you say? I got what of the dog?
Well, I'd say this. If the old stray dog come here at my place, and I didn't want him here, and I put the dog or something on him and run him away from here.
Would you say I got rid of him or got
shed
out of him?
I got rid of him and maybe have some time. He'd be around there and my wife or something don't want him and I don't want him. Probably help I take him off somewhere and take the gun and shoot him.
Now suppose there's somebody that didn't know what was going on, but he acted as if he did. What would you say? He didn't know what was going on, but he what? He knew it all.
Well, I would say he didn't know what was going on, but yet still he knew it, and he knew all about it.
If someone stole something that belonged to you, let's say somebody stole one of your chickens, you'd say, they did what?
I said he stole one of my chickens.
Right. Then do you have some other words for stealing? Something else you might say somebody did?
Well, I said, friend, you stole my chicken. And I ain't going to put you in jail or nothing like that. And you need to pay me. All I want you to do is just bring my chicken back.
All right.
If you ain't killed it.
Now, what if you said, I had forgotten about that, but now I... What? Something that comes to your mind that you'd forgotten, you'd say, now I what?
Now I'm sorry.
And
I forgot.
Let's say it wasn't a situation where you really needed to say, I'm sorry, I forgot. But maybe you forgot, and now you thought of it, so you'd say, now I what?
Now I'm sorry.
You might say, I re...
Yeah.
Re what?
And I know...
Remember? Would you say, I remember?
I would say, I'm sorry that I done that, and you come on back, and he come on back.
Then what about something that you forgot? What would you say? Not necessarily that you need to say I'm sorry, but what would you say you did if you forgot something?
Well, I'd say I'm sorry I forgot it. But after I forgot it,